pine needle tea is a really good one. In Texas, you may remember the liquid ambar tree. What do they call them? They call them sweet gums. In the South, we call them sweet gums. And they form a ball that drops off the tree and has all these spikes on it. Looks like a coronavirus, right? See, this is how obvious everything. Like in God's reality, everything's obvious. Everything's right there. The thing that looks like it's dropping right in the ground, right in front of you, it looks like a coronavirus. You put that in a tea, that's got one of the highest levels of shikimate of anything in the ecosystem. So there's another one. Sprouts are really high in shikimate. So that's another great one. And so pine needles. Another big category, by the way, is star anise and schizandra for the shikimate. And I would put, for those of you who are herbal and you're like, okay, I want something that kind of covers all these bases and kind of does everything, schizandra berry is what I would put in there. Now, in the lineage of Chinese medicine that I was taught in, schizandra is considered the number one herb in the world. Now, you wouldn't just say that about just any old thing. And it's a berry, too, so that's kind of cool. It's, you know, berries are a little easier to eat than, like, tree bark. You know, it's like, well, tree bark, what? But a berry, that makes sense. So schizandra is very high in shikimate, and it's relative. It's in the schizandra family is star anise. I got into growing star anises in Texas, actually, as a result of the whole pandemic, and that's another silver lining of the whole thing. So that's one on my list. And fennel seed and fennel is also a great source of shikimic acid or shikimate.